Nationally syndicated radio host Tom Joyner went before South Carolina's Parole and Pardon Board today. He was not seeking exoneration for himself. He went to ask the state to grant pardons for his two great uncles. They were among a group of black men who were executed in 1915 after being accused of murdering an elderly Confederate Army veteran, a murder they and their families insisted they did not commit. Joyner learned of this history a little more than a year ago when he participated in a PBS documentary called African American Lives 2, where noted Harvard scholar Henry Louis Gates Jr. helped a number of prominent African Americans to trace their family histories. To talk more about this, we caught up with Tom Joyner yesterday at his studios in Dallas. Hello, sir.
How you doing?
Well, it's nice to have you on my show since I've been on your show.
So many times.
Well, before we jump into your journey, I wanted to ask, when you found out about your great uncles, Thomas and Meeks Griffin, do you remember how you reacted? Had you known any of them, anything about them before
No.
you participated in that project?
No, I knew nothing about the Griffin brothers, and my father only found out about it a year before he died. When Skip does these things, he tells you in the moment. You don't have any of his results from the genealogy study until he shows you the scrapbook where he's gathered all this research. So I knew nothing about this, and my father didn't know the story about the Griffin brothers either.
Skip being Skip Gates has Professor Henry Louis Gates Jr., who spearheaded the project. Do you know anything, or have you subsequently been able to find out anything about why your great uncles were singled out in connection
yes,
with this murder?
Research, and that's why we're going before the Pardon and Parole Board with all the facts. It turns out that they were accused of this murder of a Confederate soldier because they didn't want the reputation of the Confederate soldier to be tarnished. The Confederate soldier, it turns out, was murdered by a black pimp who's using his black prostitute to have a relation with this Confederate soldier, and he tried to rob him. Subsequently, he ended up murdering him. And to protect the reputation, they didn't want it known that the Confederate soldier was murdered by a pimp and using the pimp's black prostitute. And so they singled out my two uncles,
along with three other men. And I'm going to play a short clip from the documentary African American Lives 2, where you find out. Here it is.
Five Negroes killed in the electric chair with protestations mm-hmm. of innocence on their lips. It's too late to get a to overturn the, con,
well,
the
no,
conviction. Huh?
It's never too late.
Clear their names.
We can still clear their names.
That, of course, is you and Professor Gates, Skip Gates, and you talking about this information. Do you remember what went through your mind when you heard this? It sounds, for me, like a very emotional experience.
I think my mouth flew open. And I was just amazed at the story. I couldn't imagine how these two guys who were successful businessmen in 19... Understand, now, this is 1913 in South Carolina. It's a very tough time for black people. And I have a brother, and we're both successful, and I can only imagine, you know, just... All of a sudden, you're accused of doing something you had nothing to do with. Now you're being convicted. You're going to the electric chair. Everybody's scared. You've lost everything. Your family is so scared that they run away from the family farm. But, you know, Michelle, black people back in the day, they didn't talk about the negative past. There was nothing really positive to look back on. You know, they only looked forward to the future, and what was positive was the future, and they didn't talk about it. So he grew up not knowing about his uncles.
How did you figure out the circumstances of why they were targeted and ultimately convicted? And was there, in fact, a trial? Was there, in fact, a proper trial? Because in many of the cases that have been researched, there was never really a trial at all.
We did the research, and it turned out that they had one day to prepare for this murder trial. We've researched and come up with jailhouse confessions from Stevenson, the man who was the pimp that killed the Confederate soldier. And he said that he accused my uncles because they were, quote, the richest N-words in South Carolina, and they could afford legal representation. As it turned out, they had a day to prepare for a murder trial.
Mm. Wow, that must have been very difficult.
Yeah, it had to be. Mm. It had to be very difficult, the most difficult.
I noticed that in the film, when you learned of this news, and you know, I don't know whether this was edited or not, but your immediate instinct was to seek to vacate the conviction or to seek a pardon. Why do you think that was your instinct?
To right or wrong?
You just knew right away that you were going to try to clear their names?
Because I had the means to do it. And if I can right a wrong, I'm going to step up and try to do that. I don't have to think long about that.
I understand that you're going against history. It's my understanding that the state of South Carolina has never awarded a pardon posthumously in a capital murder case. Is that your understanding also?
Yeah, and if they don't this time...
What if they don't?
I'm going to turn that table over and cuss and probably get arrested. If they don't, I'm going to be very, very upset.
Are you expecting an immediate decision?
Yes. We turned in everything. So they've had it, they reviewed it, and so when we go before the pardon and parole board, we should get a yay or nay.
What would you want others to draw from your story? I'm fascinated by a story, not just the original story, but what you found out after about the kind of the circumstances of their lives. What do you want people to draw from your story?
That we all should get our genealogy done, not just African Americans, but every race. It's inspiring to me to know that there are people in my past that put me where I am today. I think that part of the fight that's in me that I do every day with my show to try to inspire and uplift and empower community is partly because of the Griffin brothers. And I think that everybody has a past that can be inspiring to them.
Tom Joyner is the host of the nationally syndicated radio program, The Tom Joyner Morning Show. Thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you.
And we've just learned from the Associated Press that the South Carolina Pardon and Parole Board did vote unanimously to pardon Thomas and Weeks Griffin. They were executed 94 years ago after a jury convicted them in the murder of John Lewis. They are, as we said, believed to be the first in the state to be posthumously pardoned in a capital murder case. Our congratulations to Tom Joyner and his family.